Final score tonight here on New Year's Eve, Merrimack defeats Stonehill 3-2. First ever meeting between these two teams, and Scott, so first chance you had to get a look at Stonehill. What were your thoughts on them?
I just thought they worked really hard, and they battled at the puck. Their puck battle was really, really good, and you know, they turned a lot of pucks over. They made the game very difficult. They played it very humbly, and I really appreciated that. And I told Coach after the game, like watching them on film, I think when you're in their situation, there's two ways to go. There's a lot of people just sit back and kind of try to keep it close and you know play like an 0-5 or a trap and try to keep the score close to the end and maybe win at the end. They just go for it, and I love that. And you know they're going to have some people fits here in the second half just like they did us today.
I thought that led to a couple of things. I mean, back in the first period, for instance, you know, maybe, you know, you guys weren't able to get to pucks or second chances or what have you right around the net like you often are able to. So you weren't able to do that in the first period. That did change in the second, and you got some goals as a result. But also at the same time, you know, for them, they might not have had as many shots as you, but some of the shots they had were pretty good, led to some good chances going the other way for them.
Oh, for sure. And that's what happens when you have the puck as much as we did at times during the game. Not, I wouldn't say that for the whole game, but at times during the game. Right. You know, you start playing, you know, you start cheating offense, you start creeping down, and then all of a sudden they pop a puck out of the zone, and they're in a 2-on-1 rush, and that's how they scored the first goal. And then it, just in general, the things, you know, that when you're playing that hard in the offensive zone, a lot of times your shift has gotten extended, puck goes down the other end, and it's tough to defend, you know, and that was kind of the thing today, I thought, for us. I thought that we offensively with the puck, we could have played better, but we played okay. You know, the challenge was more in transition because we weren't as quick to get back and, you know, left our goalie in a couple situations that maybe you didn't want him to be in, but, you know, he's on scholarship too, so make a save.
I thought maybe the line for you guys that was seemed most effective in generating the best chances in the first period was the Ben Barr's line, and sure enough, you know, they end up continuing that in the second period and getting rewarded for it with a couple of goals, tied the no scoring both of those two goals.
Yeah, you know, you get some players on that line who just play the game the right way. Ty and Benny are very similar. One's a lefty, one's a righty. But, you know, at the end of the day, they both play the game heavy, and they're hard on pucks, and they're hard to play against. And so they turn a lot of pucks over that, you know, it looks like we're not going to be able to play offense. All of a sudden, they turn a puck over, and we're playing offense. And so I really appreciate the way they play, and I think that they gave us some really good chances, obviously led to two goals. And that line's getting a little bit of chemistry, which is nice, with Mark Hillier as well.
Yeah, and there was the chance in the first period Ben Barr had, you know, had the goaltender, you know, point blank, and had the goaltender had to make a pretty good save off him. But like I said, that line, it seems like, you know, I thought that was the case Friday as well, that they, you said chemistry, I think that's true. You also have Ty Deneau's been able to get himself into some situations where he's been able to, you know, create some space for himself, whatever, and then get a puck and be able to have a pretty good scoring chance.
Yeah, no question. I think that's why he's scoring. He's just he's in the right area of the rink. He gets his body over it, so he protects his stick, and it gives him chances to score. You know, and that's what's happened. So it's the right way to play, and it's a successful way to play.
So you guys took the 2-0 lead there in the second period. They come back, they get the goal, which you mentioned earlier. You know, it was a 2-on-1 down low. They were able to score that goal to cut the lead to 2-1. That seemed to give them some life at that point.
Game huge life, and it was just not a smart play by us. It was actually a 2-on-3 that became a 2-on-1 because we stepped when maybe we could have made a better decision, and you know, left the guy, you know, wide open. It was created the 2-on-1, and they finished it, which was, you know, at that point we were playing really well, and it I thought the game was really tilting for us, but that, you know, that let them get back in, and when they got back in, they played hard. Matty.
We've been talking about the Ethan Bono's line for a while as well, and they end up scoring their big goal, which ends up being the game winner as a result. And, you know, like I said, we've talked about, you know, Bono before. I don't know if he picked up a point on that one or not, but Devlin O'Brien, who has also been playing well on that line, you know, he gets rewarded with a goal, you know, coming off of the boards there. But I thought another guy who maybe hasn't been getting a lot of attention but playing well, Marc Gallant, set the screen right in front to, you know, take away the goaltender's eyes. And I think that is really what allowed O'Brien to score the goal.
Yeah, when you shoot from that far out, and I think Obi just tried to put it on the net, you know, when you shoot from that far out, you have to have some traffic and such. And Mark provided that, which is a really good play. And that line has a pretty good chemistry. And, right. You know, Devlin is, I'm really happy for him. You know, he hasn't played a lot to this point in his career. He's played a lot recently. Yeah. And that's kind of what you want to see a player's traction be, you know. Mm-hmm. if you're not playing as a freshman, stick with it. And, you know, and then last year he was out. We had the red shirt year because of injury. And now he's getting some opportunities. I'm really, really happy for him.
Mm-hmm. They got the goal in the last minute, kind of a fluke goal as it was. You know, they dumped the puck in off the draw and it hits a whatever it hit behind the net and came out front. Strange bounce, you know, and they have a guy right there who's able to put that in. How do you end up, you know, how do you react to a situation like that where it's really, like I said, just a strange bounce that happened?
Yeah, you just got to get past it. You know, it's no one's fault. The puck got up in the glass and hit a stanchion and came back out. And I feel bad. Frankly, I feel bad for Bush. You know, I mean, he made some big saves tonight. I should have had a shutout the other night, and we gave it up on him. And he played pretty well. And those kind of chances for a goalie, it's getting a goalie in transition is hard for him to be there. And so it's an unlucky break, but they worked for that break too. And I think when you play as hard as they did tonight, you're going to get a bounce or two, and they got one there and they finished it.
Third period was kind of back and forth for a while. They had some chances, you guys did as well. Maybe the best chance was the one Michael Cetera, where he got sent in alone. Well, actually, he had one off the post as well. A couple of good chances for him in this game, but the one where he was sent in alone, had the backhander that ended up going wide. He then tried to backhand it, I thought, from behind the net off the maybe off the goaltender's pads or whatever. Couldn't tell if it went in or not. You guys decided ultimately, I think we thought you might challenge. You decided not to. What was the thought process there?
Well, originally we were challenging, and then someone said that they knew it. Not someone in the stands who was on our, watching that. But they had the same angle you did, and they said it didn't go in. Unfortunately, someone who was right behind the net told me it did after the game. But
do you kind of have to distinguish there too between somebody says it went in, somebody else says it's inconclusive? You know, that's really what it comes down to, right? I mean, somebody might have seen it go in, but is there an angle that the officials can see, you know, to change the call? That's really the key.
Yeah, that is the key. And it wasn't, it was an over-the-top camera. And I just felt, and the reason I pulled back once we didn't know was we went, the way that game was going, we could have used that timeout in the third. Until they took that penalty, we were going to need that timeout. So we just tried to stay with it and move forward and just keep playing. And that's what we did, yeah.
The last couple of minutes, they're pressing, obviously, to try to tie the game to get the goaltender out. You guys had to be patient at that point. It looked like you had some tired guys out there, but, that's maybe a situation where you want to be patient, and be doing that seemed like it paid off.
Yeah, ironically, we on our video that we had of them from Brown, they had a 6-on-5, and they played it very, very well. They got a line change in the offensive zone, and we couldn't get our guys off. So our guys ended up having probably a minute and 30 seconds shift defending, and that just bags you. And they were bagged, and they just tried to stay in lanes and make good decisions, not overextend. I thought they did a really good job working through that. It helps with Bulls making some couple of saves there, but that's a tough shift for any player. And they did it. I thought, again, I think that's a credit to Stonehill. Our guys did the right thing, and they played it. They played the structure properly, and Stonehill did just a really good job of playing what they were trying to do.
I think you said before you may see these guys again next year.
Yes, we're going to play. We open the season next year with an exhibition game home against Sacred Heart, and then we'll play them on Sunday in our first regular season game. And I really like Coach Bulge, and I think that they're trying to build something just like Merrimack did several years ago, and we should assist that. And that's what I just believe we should be doing that for other programs, and this is the most local one, so that's what we're going
to
do.
Yeah, I was going to say, kind of an aside to what we were talking about here with the game, but it's kind of a big picture sort of thing, in that you've got some other teams coming in like Alaska Anchorage next year, teams that are independent and trying to get games and so on, and it seems like that spirit of cooperation that maybe I thought was lost a little bit maybe some years back with some of the teams in Division I, maybe that's coming back here with some of the newer programs that are in Division I now.
Well, the one thing about hockey is we need every team that's in Division I to be staying there, and we have to help each other so that can happen. And I don't know if everybody holds my feeling on that, but I think most of the guys in our league do. Stonehill's played a pretty heavy hockey schedule, so I think most of the guys, if not all the guys in our league, feel that way. But the only way the game's going to grow is if we allow it to grow, and that means you have to play these teams. So I was happy we did, and I'm happy we got out with the W. But I was very impressed with where they're at today.
All right, thanks a lot, Scott. Appreciate your time. Happy New Year to you and the team, and best of luck down at Holy Cross on Tuesday.
Thanks, Mike. I really appreciate it. Happy New Year.